is a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On October the 3rd, 2008, newcomers look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and on there you'll find my other websites. Those are the official websites and the official mirror sites. And you can download lots of previous talks I've given on this Brave New World agenda that we're living through. We've been living through it our entire lives. And most people haven't been aware of it. They think things happen at the time, and crisis tends to come out of nowhere. Mind you, it's always rapidly apparently solved by the politicians, and that's what you're supposed to think. Also, look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up and pass around to your friends, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. For those who have been following me for some time, it's a good idea, if you've already bought the books that are up for sale, to buy more and pass them around to your friends, because that does keep me going. And I notice it here too, naturally. When the economy is bad, very little comes in. You can also donate to me as well, and you'll find out how to do that on cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. I've also been harping on last week about problems I've had with people selling my books who were not authorized. I never even knew these people. And then another site that tried to emulate my name in the website page. And for newcomers who came into it, they actually thought it was me. I was getting all kinds of emails coming in. And whether intentional or unintentional, personally I think it was intentional. It was intended to drag them off into chat rooms and forums and so on. And don't be fooled, because I've never, ever gone into any forum or chat room, and I don't intend to. These places are infiltrated right away with provocateurs, and before you know it, they're all fighting with each other. That's what they're intended to do. And even if you start one up with the best of intentions, people will come in, they call them sleepers, everyone will like them for a while, and then they'll start and bend it off and get dissension going, and then everyone wants to kill each other. So I stay clear of these chat rooms and forums. They also tend to pass each other's mail around, which shows you they have no integrity at all. Because if you don't value privacy in one-on-one exchange, then you obviously have no integrity whatsoever. People have to start realizing that if you want to fight anything in this world, you must have integrity. And that means you have rules that you stand by for yourself. Never mind about other people. What do other people do? They go by the way of the world. What's everyone else doing? That's how they judge themselves. And that's how they conduct themselves, the same as everyone else. You have to be different in order to come through this. And for those out there who want to be leaders, you should start there. You must work on yourself. You can only be in charge of yourself. That's the only guarantee that you have. Other people will do what they want. Build yourself up first. That's all you can do. And for those who make their living on my talks, and lots of them have in the past, there's authors got books out there and so on, because I've given out so much information over many, many years, I ask them to use me, but don't abuse me, don't pretend, and don't fool the public that you are me. If you do, I will come down on you. And luckily, I have enough friends all over the world that help me out with the nuisance factors. Otherwise, I'd be doing this full time, just chasing them down. And I'll be back with the world in general after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Now everyone's on about the banking system and the big bailout that occurred, which was a must-be, obviously. And we went through a huge drama, a staged drama, where presidents and higher-ups came out on television and freaked out the people by telling them to panic, basically. Now, since we're always kept in the dark, when they tell you to panic, it's planned that way. When real things go on, we know nothing about it. And that's how governments operate. That's how they've always operated, because, you see, they're not democratically elected. These guys at the top and all their advisors and the scriptwriters are chosen years in advance. Carol Quigley talked about this in his book, Tragedy and Hope. He also went into it in more detail in The Anglo-American Establishment. These are two must-read books on how the system is really run. So we were all supposedly to panic in order to allow them to loot the country and sign on another four generations of children not yet born to pay off this extra debt. Because that's what debt is. See, debt is slavery. And these are the masters of piracy. They've been looting countries down through the centuries. If you go into Bush and his background and a whole bunch of these guys, they actually had ancestors who were into the opium trade. And then they went and looted China once they got them all addicted to opium. They stopped at nothing. Direct ancestors from the same people. So here they are robbing countries and nations. But what's more ominous isn't for just private gain. This is an international organized body of people that came into the forefront of history as this organized body back at the end of World War II, when they set up the United Nations, which isn't just a forum where people go on and debate their problems to their oppositions. The United Nations was set up to be the embryo of world government. And all you're going through today is the sort of shenanigans as they move you from any vestige of an idea of national countries, sovereign countries, to internationalism. We're already global. We're already tied economically with all the countries in the world. In fact, all these people at the top in your governments are generally multimillionaires who have shares and corporations across the planet. So they can allow other countries to do as they wish. They always look after their investments first. In an article I read last week, it talked about perpetual war. And what does fascism do? It lives on perpetual war. That was the scenario that George Orwell pointed out in his book 1984. It wasn't really the idea that war should be won. It's that it should go on forever. And we have a war economy. It's about all that's left in the U.S. is a war economy. We forget that a major war pulled the U.S. and Britain out of the last Great Depression. Otherwise, it would mean continuing depression. This bailout is just another farce. People forget, too, that for many years, the U.S. government has had an organization attached to government that injected massive funds into the stock market and into the banking industries every month or so to keep the stocks up. So why make a big hullabaloo about it now? You see, that means it's intended to panic you. And what's the outcome of this? Well, we breathe a sigh of relief when your loot, you see, your money is looted from you, and then you say, thank you for saving us. But the real idea is to set up a world international body. They're moving from national banks into the international bank, the global bank, to give it teeth, to run every country across the world, run all of its economy, and loot the planet equally. That's what it's about for the new global plantation they're setting up. Read the books by the parallel government. Who are they? Well, you'll find that Quigley and others talked about it. Others talked about it. Most of the big boys belong to it back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And all your present players today, who are politicians at the top, belong to it. Quigley talked about it. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations for America, and it's also called the Royal Institute of International Affairs for England, and every British Commonwealth country has a branch as well. They have admitted that they run the world. They are the parallel government. They draft up policies which become bills. They present them to each country, and it's signed into law. They draft it up, and they work behind the scenes to bring in the unification of Europe. They admit that in their own writings. Look into their website. They also drafted up the bill for the the unification of the Americas. That was on national television in Canada in 2005. They're unelected by anybody. They are not a governmental agency. They are a parallel government. Margaret Thatcher referred to them as such as well. So right now, Britain is setting up, and it's in the papers, this new economic war council that's going to mandate the policies for Britain. Supposedly, they've been doing it for years, but they're going to mandate all the new policies to merge us into this new global standardization system of economics. And the Queen has been very busy knighting one of these characters after another. They all have to be knights and peers, etc., in the British system. And no doubt some of the big players in America will be running off there to get the sword tapped on their shoulders as well. That's also become tradition. This is a big drama, a massive drama that they're playing out for the public to swallow. And that money will go into pockets and into big CEOs' personal accounts, and they'll bank it off in Switzerland or somewhere, as it always does. You'll never see any accountability for it. It's a coup. It's a big win for the pirates, and they know it too. Scare the hell out of the public, offer the solution, and the public breathe a sigh of relief because they want to carry on as what they think is normal. There's an article in theguardian.com www.freddieoctober.co.uk today. Friday, October the 3rd. October is 10, the 3rd. So you add 10 and 3, you have 13. Unlucky for some, but Knights Templars do love it. And this is by Andrew Clark, New York. Then they go on about the, there's a PR shot of Bush greeting Henry Paulson and shaking their hands and smiling and all gleeful. And then they talk about the $700 billion bailout, which is 380 billion pounds. At one time, a pound was weighed in gold. It was, that's why they call it pounds. So you have a pound of gold, you see, and it's still called pounds today. Then they tell you that the shares on Wall Street started to skyrocket, and then it plummeted again. But after all the PR stuff, I'm trying to get down to the relevant part, the only relevant part in the whole thing that makes any difference to me. And it says here about the package deal that where did the sum come from, $700 billion? It said Forbes magazine quoted a Treasury spokeswoman saying that it was not based on any particular data point. In other words, there's no statistics or anything to say why they came up with the figure. She says, we just wanted to choose a really large number. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful where you can literally just sit and make a guess at what you want to be given? A big fat number, you see? And you're guaranteed that a president will sign it down, that the taxpayer and their children to come are forfeit for it. They'll pay it off. Because, you see, that is in the Old Testament. Those who held the debt owned the slaves. The children of the slaves became slaves themselves until that debt was paid off for many generations. Nothing has changed. And all this wonderful Darwinistic society that we live in, where we're all so materialistically based, and where science supposedly rules, isn't it odd that we're still going by some ancient dictum that says that your children must be slaves as well? And how can you be born into a free society, as Jefferson said, when you have to take the tab off the bill for a previous generation's debt? You're born a slave, he said, and he was quite right. But what do the general public want? Well, they want to be happy. They've been told that's what life's all about, just be happy and play. They've been created to be very base, as the most basest generation ever, not by chance. If the elite wanted a more moralistic society with good morals, less crime, and so they'd have given it to you. But they wanted a debased generation because by debasing, you conquer. And now that debased society is to spearhead the thrust into every other country. And debase them is to take down those countries. And we have a standardized, corrupt world society. That's what it's all about. And parents are sort of out of the picture. They've been out of the picture on all of this their whole lives. They don't really care what happens as their children are taught all sorts of weird stuff, stuff that used to be taught to the real sexual perverts, in fact, at one time. They're taught this in school as being normal. They know nothing about history or philosophy or anything else, but they can tell you all about the deviances that are supposed to think about as being quite natural. Well, see, that's intentional. You must go after the children, and through the children that they then shape society in which they will grow up, thinking it's all quite natural. Old stuff, done many times down through thousands of years. These are sciences. As I say, if they wanted to give you a good culture to suit them, they would have done so, and know what? The people would have followed it without question, thinking it was all quite natural too. This is an article from MSN on the 29th of the 9th, 2008. MSN News. It says, MI6 recruitment drive on Facebook. Popular social networking site Facebook is being used to recruit secret MI6 agents. It has been revealed. And I'll be back with more of this recruitment drive on children after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just before the break, I was mentioning that on MSN, on the 29th of the 9th, 2008, there's a little article there which says MI6 recruitment drive on Facebook. A popular social networking site is being used to recruit secret MI6 agents. It's been revealed the intelligence service has begun advertising on the website as part of its campaign to recruit operational officers. The Facebook adverts were launched a few weeks ago in a bid to reach a large and wide variety of people, a Foreign Office spokeswoman said. So they're after the young, you see, and shortly you're going into a hell where you won't know who to trust. You won't be able to say anything in front of children whatsoever. You'll even have them come up to you and quizzing you. The better ones will be good at it, and they'll naturally get things out of you, which you'll regret afterwards, probably. And more so if the guys come and knock your door down and take you away. This is the Brave New World scenario that we're coming into, and Orwell talked about it in 1984 as well, where there's these little children that turned in their parents and got well rewarded for doing so, and they do give them lots of nice rewards. And here's another one that falls right in line with this. Again, where's the outcry? Where's the outrage from parents? Well, you see, you don't have parents today. They're socialized. They expect the state to bring up their children for them. They don't want to be bothered teaching them values. After all, isn't that what the state is there for? That's what they believe. I can remember when they fought the state for the right to pass on their values to their children. Today, it's the reverse. They get up in arms if there's a school strike. and demand that the government take care of their children for them. That's how they can reverse it so quickly and so easily. And the sheep, of course, never notice. One day they'll shout, two legs good, four legs bad, and then four legs good, two legs bad. They don't notice the slogans changing because they're never conscious. And this article here is from the dcexaminer.com. This was posted by, or written by Jeff Dufour and Patrick Gavin on September the 18th, 2008. Big Brother and Big Bird. There's a photograph there of a Muppet and Meryl Chertoff. When it comes to securing the homeland, who better to help you sleep at night than various characters from the popular children's show Sesame Street? In a move that will make the Bush administration detractors bring back those duct tape jokes again, the Department of Homeland Security has partnered up with the famous children's show. We all want our children to feel safe in this world, said Meryl Chertoff, wife of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, at a ceremony held at the John Tyler Elementary School to announce the partnership. And who better to do that than her own Sesame Street friends, Grover and Rosetow? I always knew that Mr. and Mrs. Chertoff would be big Muppet supporters, said Sesame Street Workshop CEO Gary Nell. As you can see, or imagine, the partners are aimed at children and seek to encourage family preparedness plans in the case of emergencies. Family preparedness is the cornerstone of personal and community readiness, said Secretary Chertoff in a statement. He was scheduled to attend the event, but been busy handling the aftermath of Hurricane Ike in Texas. Personally, I think he was off torturing someone somewhere just for fun. But anyway, it says here, and we could not be more pleased to team up with Sesame Workshop. So this article here is a good PR part. It's meant to make light of something which is very serious, because the children, you see, they're always going for the children, bypassing the parents, going for the children and indoctrinating them. In the past, when parents were suspicious of this kind of thing, very suspicious, and stood up en masse about this sort of stuff, they'd back off here and there. But today, there's not a murmur from the public, as I say, as their children are turned into little indoctrinated spies. After all, they love, you know, children live in hypnosis. They wander in and out of hypnosis all day long. And they can't really tell absolute fact from absolute fiction at that particular age in life, especially the ones who are watching Sesame Street. And here they're mixing something very serious, the new Nazified system. And that's what it is. Something very, very serious, and the children could not possibly think that the Muppets are bad. They don't see it as that. They see them as nice, furry little creatures. They're comical, and they love them. And it's been used for indoctrination purposes. The public cannot see it. It's just astonishing. Astonishing. They don't. The public, you see, are called the profane by the elite. It means those who live in darkness. They are the base people. The pyramid on the dollar bill is resting in a wasteland. The wasteland means the general population. That's what all the Masons know. The base people. You have to come out of that if you want to win anything for yourself or for others. It's always yourself first, because the first battle is always to save yourself. And you do that by many, many means and do a lot of work on yourself before you can help other people. And it's never, ever over. That's always been the way down through time. So, another article I should just touch on before I go to the callers. And this is what's happening in Africa. It's so quiet, you know, how we can get distracted from other countries, never realizing what's going on abroad. We don't see the big picture as they amalgamate the entire planet. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix on this red October day. And I'm talking about all the other things that are happening in the world. Before I go on to this article, I should also recap that whole scam with the $700 billion. And just mention that, as I say, they're looting the planet. This is traditional down through the ages. The bankers never, ever are brought to trial. And they never will be because, we're living in their system. They set up the system. And those with them set up the system in which we live. That's why century after century they can cause many depressions and loot countries. And have never closed those loopholes so that they can do it again. That's why it's set up. And when they go into the big global bank system, they've got the whole world at their mercy. And my, can they loot a planet then when there's no opposition at all? They have to destroy nations first, create internationalism, and create all the chaos to bring us to internationalism. After all, that was the answer to war. Supposedly, war is these same characters financed, and they financed every side of it. And if you did have a period of peace, they'd make sure a war started to get you on your knees again so that you'd say, well, I guess a global system isn't such a bad idea after all. So you can't win in their system by using their system. And they maintain this system and will keep it as their system. And don't believe for a second that all the drama that you saw on television with oppositions to this bill being passed wasn't pre-scripted. Everyone plays their part. those who are going to oppose it are told to oppose it publicly. No one says anything without scripts in the system, anything that's shown to the general public. And when they turn around at the end and vote for it, change their mind suddenly, it's because the little demands they've made to get up the ladder have been given to them. All the promises have been made to them. Their phones have been very, very busy with powerful people above them, guaranteeing them their career is not only safe, but it's going to go higher. That's how it works. Nothing to do with the general public. This is from the BBC, this article here, on what they're doing with Africa, quietly, at this time. Wednesday, the 1st of October, 2008, U.S.-Africa Command Battles Skeptics, by Adam Minot, BBC News. A new unified United States military command for Africa coming into full operation amid skepticism about U.S. intentions. The creation of AFRICOM is recognized by the U.S. that Africa and security issues on the continent are now a priority. It reflects concerns about tackling Islamic extremism, securing all supplies, and countering Chinese influence in Africa. This is the excuse they're giving. And really, what they're doing is going after all the world's resources. That's a must-be in the Council on Foreign Relations agenda. They must grab all resources across the planet. The U.S. government says it represents an opportunity to strengthen ties and increase humanitarian work in Africa. They're doing it under peaceful means, mind you. That's why it's a military. It's an army with guns and grenades and bazookas and all the rest of it, because they believe in peace. War is peace, said George Orwell, and freedom is slavery. It says here, and the mission statement of the new command speaks of promoting a secure African environment in support of U.S. foreign policy. See, this is also part, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. That's a mandate that every country must be on board and under the new American empire, as they're calling it temporarily. It's not to last too long. Once they've finished their job, America has to sink, the people have to sink into the global system at a much lower standard of living. Let's never forget that. The elite will move on. They already have cities built up across the planet for them to move into. It says, U.S. officials have said AFRICOM does not signal a new grab for Africa. Of course not. Of course not. They suddenly feel guilty about it. But there are considerable doubts among Africa's 53 countries. Many feel little consultation took place, well, there'll be none really, about the role of AFRICOM, and half a dozen African counties have shunned approaches from the Pentagon proposing that they might house the command's headquarters. And it goes on to say, but for the time being, AFRICOM's headquarters will remain in Stuttgart in Germany. There's the independence for Africa. It's run by other countries, always has been. And this AFRICOM headquarters will be based and stay in Stuttgart, Germany. So they're going to make sure that they put a hold of all the world's resources while they bring off the world society, bring it into being. That's what this is all really about. See, there are no nations anymore under this new American century policy. It's just that America has been chosen to finance the last wars and to finance the troops into it, and also to bring their culture in, to destroy the existing cultures. I read that last week from an Army article. Once you have a debased culture, you can use those people to go in and debase the other country. Who would have thought that of weaponized culture, the weaponization of culture, first had to debase the American population through Hollywood and through the music and all the rest of it. Took them 50-odd years to do it. And now you spread that like a disease into other cultures and they fall. They fall because when you debase a society, it cannot stand. It cannot stand together. Well-known tactic, ancient tactic, used in Rome, used in Greece, used down through the ages, that they've weaponized culture. Who'd have thunk? Well, I'm going to go to the callers now, and we've got Rick in California. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, I'm here, Alan.
Yes, go ahead.
There's three things I want to bring up. I really liked what you're talking about Africa, and but I want to read something to you. or to the air. You remember that article you read Wednesday? I read the whole thing, and it's just a couple sentences from Ralph Peters. He says, "They cannot rival us without becoming us. Wise competitors will not even attempt to defeat us on our terms. Rather, they will seek to shift the playing field away from military confrontations or turn to terrorism and non-traditional forms of assault on our national integrity. Only the foolish will fight fair." He's saying that he's the terrorist, the establishment, that they are the terrorists.
Well, they're admitting they're going to go in to destabilize the culture, destroy the culture, debase the culture, and call the other guys terrorists when they try to fight back.
And another thing I wanted to bring up, too, is I watched a think tank thing on C-SPAN the other night with Clinton and Shimon Peres and Tom Brokaw, and they were all smirking at each other before it started and, really nasty and like they were on the golf course. And I got an epiphany, and that is that government seems to be like an undergraduate career. Like when it's when you leave government, you graduate, you go on to the alumni, you go to bigger things like think tanks.
Yeah.
Always former heads of state, former secretaries of defense, and so on. They have the real power.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. That's the parallel government, and that's what Thatcher said. It's made up of ex-politicians and ex-bureaucrats and military and so on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then the third thing I want to bring up is that you remember you were talking about that woman. You know, we thought it was going to be Hillary Clinton. I have a feeling. I guess it's going to be Sarah Palin. That woman you were talking about. To bring the violence.
It doesn't really matter because I don't care if they put one of the Muppets up there. The agenda won't change.
No, it never has
faltered, regardless of any country's change of government. It's never, ever faltered. It's signed through treaties annually, many, many different kinds of treaties, tie you up, bind you. And everyone in politics knows their part in the agenda, and they know that it's international. They know all of this. But they play to the public, as they say. They play to the public. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Alan.
And thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And we've got Andrea in Texas. Are you there, Andrea?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I was outside a moment ago, and I was looking at the sky. They were spraying, and, you had mentioned the article about the birds, and I've been noticing this for a few months now. I remember, like 5 years ago, like the birds were so bad in fall time, they would, have to shoot out blank shots to scare them away. And now I look at the sky and I see like flocks of 3 and 5 birds flying across. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah. It's terrible. I know. I can walk through the forest here, as I say, and I'm lucky to see a single bird. And there's no industry up here. Yeah. There's no factories blaring away. It's fairly quiet. The trains go past and that's about all. But when I first came here, not too long ago, you'd wake up at dawn. The noise of the birds would wake you up, and then you'd see them all settling in at sunset as well. You don't hear any of that now at all, no.
Yeah, in the morning you don't. Even the bugs, the mosquitoes are still here, but the bees, and I may see one butterfly here and again. That's about it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What else? And this whole thing going on with the banks, I've had to write a little news article on it, and I just thought it was odd that now, three companies, that number are going to own 1/3 of, all the banking in the U.S.
Yes.
It just made it apparent, how much of a show this is. And I'm like, they pulled out all these bailouts in, a matter of a week, back-to-back when you sit there and look at it. They just pulled all this money out of their butts.
Yes.
And for anything in politics to happen, it would take them months and years to sign the agreements and come up with everything.
It took an awful long time in negotiations, planning, and lawyers do not work that. You know how lawyers work. Very, very slow, like snails. Yeah. So that's
all right,
obvious.
Well, everybody buys books. What else? And when you're trying to talk to people, I know, the dead are dead, but what can we do to rally the people that we have or something? I don't know what I'm really asking for.
What we're asking for is very difficult, and here's the problem. It isn't just one aspect of our life that we have to point out that we have to defend or keep or try and preserve. You realize that every aspect of our life is controlled by other people at the top. They have agencies for everything. when you sit down, you realize there's very little at all in your life that you are in control of. You are allowed to go to work and come back from work and watch TV and do a few other things. But laws are always changing, and anything that's even yours can be taken away from you at any moment. You're not even safe owning a house, because if you can't afford the taxes, they take it away. They steal your house from you. So it's when you realize the big, big picture, we really need a different way, all right, but it's not the way that they plan to give us at the top. They call it a new way as well. We do need a new way, but not that one. And we've never had a system in which the public have truly had a voice. Big corporations that fund NGOs into existence have pretended to speak for the people, but the people themselves have never had their own champions. The NGOs are always supplied to make it appear that way, but they're funded by the big foundations. So that's the dire straits we're in. From school education to everything, everything is global, and even the educational system comes from the United Nations and UNESCO. How you would take that back, I don't know.
We've got this big movement here on campus, like this Center for Democracy and Governance, and you see all these different policies and new organizations forming that are basically getting, I guess, everybody to work for the state, the world government.
That's exactly what the policy is. If you look at the charter and the mandate of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, they say that the world they're bringing in will be a world of service. Anyone who's born, well, their only service will be to serve the world state. And eventually, even the money system, as the governments take on the role of banker, they will dish out credits to people in lieu of money. That'll go right into your bank automatically. You will not be able to save it up, according to Lord Bertrand Russell. You get the same amount every week. And if you haven't spent it all, it starts off at the same rate on a Monday. And if you don't go along with the system, they're going to use it to punish you by withdrawing your credits. It's going to be used as a form of social control. This is all arranged and agreed. And these guys have never, ever, in their writings, changed their direction, changed their mind, altered their plans. So you can count on it.
And one last question. If a person has been awarded as a Guggenheim Fellow from the Guggenheim
Foundation,
Institute or whatever, does that mean they pretty much know what's going on?
Oh, they know what's going on. Absolutely. Guggenheim's been up there big time. See, they always had governments or foundations that seemed to come from the, you would think in a casual glance it's for the ordinary people, but it never ever was. Their job was to create the socialized aspect. When you look at true socialism, it's a form of Nazism as well. All governments essentially are Nazified because they deal with the mass man, not the individual. And all these big social movements that were funded by Guggenheim and others on the socialist side are in exactly the same agenda as the fascists that we see today. They want sustainability and all the other different things that have been given to them. They're along with the same agendas. They're all for it. It's really all one. As I say, it's one bird with two wings. That's what we have working here.
I should stay away from this lady. But they're going to have some, meetings coming up with the school, and you're talking about people saying stuff at the right time. Do you think that would maybe be an opportunity for somebody to say something?
Absolutely. The only thing that we have the right to do right now, and that is disappearing too, is to speak out and at least tell the people that are presented in front of us, at least tell these characters that we know what they're up to. For so long, they've had us in the dark. And we're simply living through a drama for the public. And we, if we don't understand what's happening, we'll play the hurt opposition of the public. We've got to understand all the facts and what's really going on and confront them with it. And we've got to start saying no, because they're taking us all down fast into this awful new world that they've drafted up. It will be a utopia for the elite. There's no doubt about it. It'll be their utopia. And they're going to bring down the populations drastically. It's an ongoing plan. It's a war plan in different phases, you see, on different fronts. They have all the fronts covered, and they have big foundations funding big organizations to work on every problem. This is how awesomely big this is. And that's what shocks the average person, if they even get that far, to understand that. It's not just about complaining about a politician or a banking system. It's the whole structure that governs our societal life, and it's not ours, we don't have a say in it, and we've got to start taking that back very fast. And the big boys know it too. They know they're going to have riots in the future when they start rationing, and they will ration. They're already talking about bringing meat rationing into Britain now. I said that years ago this would happen because in war, and remember they want a whole war scenario for 100 years, 100 years war, you have refugees, and that's what's going to be happening too. They'll be moving people out and in of cities as refugees. We saw that in Katrina. We'll see in other ones that they'll bring on and pandemics that they'll bring on. They want food rationing, gasoline rationing, all the things you have in a real war will be used because it worked before. And the Club of Rome said the only time that the people do what they're told and obey authorities and don't complain is when they think they're working for themselves, to save themselves through a war situation. So they're using all of those tactics. And I'll be back with more after these messages.
United States of America survive a total breakdown, disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny? Does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, trying to push as much information out there in as short a time as possible. And I think we've got one last caller. Pardon me, hung up. I thought he might. So that's good. I was just looking at one of the articles from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and it's from their own website. It says here, does it matter who wins U.S. foreign policy after the election? And Monday, the 15th September 2008, that's from Chatham House, that's C-H-A-T-H-A-M House. and it's Monday the 15th of September. It says here, it's all cheered by professors and editors and the Washington Quarterly and research fellows and all the rest of it. It says, it is readily thought that the next U.S. administration's foreign policy will differ from that of the Bush administration. This is probably true with regard to issues such as Iraq, climate change, democracy, promotion, diplomatic contact with Iran and North Korea, and relations with key Asian states, China, Japan, and India. The speaker will suggest that the candidates are less distinct from each other than we might have been led to believe. And what they're doing is having a debate about it amongst their own peer group. I always mention peer groups because, you see, these characters and all associations at that level have to deal with their own peers. We're too ignorant at the bottom, according to them, to participate. We don't know what we're talking about. We're just too uncouth and primitive. So they always talk with their peer groups. And you'll find, too, in the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations, you cannot join it. You must be asked to join it. In other words, if they can use you, and if they've tested you out, they test you out to see if you can keep secrets. They don't want people who are attending world meetings about the big plan, you know, the 50-year plan for this, the 100-year plan for that part of it, the 200-year plan for another part of it. They don't want them going off and blabbing their mouths off to the people around about them at the bottom. So you have to be vetted to see if you can keep secrets to become a member. And you'll find most major journalists across the Western world nowadays are members of it. Certainly in Britain, the Commonwealth countries, and the United States of America. The Royal Institute for International Affairs was set up with the intent of starting off a nucleus, using the British Empire as a nucleus for a standardized world, and they passed on the main responsibility and funding of it to the United States a long time ago. They then set up the Harold Pratt Building in New York City, and you'll find again that most of your politicians, your journalists, the editors, the newspaper owners, are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Why is that? Because if you want to plan an agenda and pull it off and keep it secret from the public, you must have them all working in a coordinated effort and all marching in step, using the same terminology to the general public, the same slogans, the same excuses as why we must unite and give up all our rights, and that's how they do it. They're interchangeable when it comes to speaking to the public. They all say the same slogans and give the same answers for the need to unite the planet into this new communistic-style society, the Sovietized society that the Club of Rome said it preferred. Well, that's it for tonight. From Ontario, Canada, and Hamish, myself, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.